Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Keep your money local. Bring it home to a Wintrust Community Bank, home of Cubs checking with free ATMs nationwide. Find out more at Wintrust.com/Cubs. Member FDIC. Welcome to our Cubs Talk podcast on NBC Sports Chicago and NBCSportsChicago.com. Brought to you by our great partners at Wintrust, home of Cubs checking, and that really cool WATM card that I've got in my wallet when I buy David DeJesus lunch.
Thank you.
David joins me here on the podcast. All right, David, let's start with you, Darvish. He's had three starts in a Cub uniform. First one at Wrigley was on Friday against the Atlanta Braves. Very spotty early, and then he gave up four runs in the fifth. Game over. What do you see?
You know, his stuff is good. 96 mile an hour fastball, nice 91, 92 mile an hour cutter, 89 mile an hour slider. But it seems like he doesn't have confidence in that fastball. That release point sometimes get a little erratic, and he gets to points where 2-1, 2-0, 3-1, where he comes with his slider instead of his fastball, and that's what Preston Tucker hit out, a nice hanging slider there. He drove it out of the park, but it was right down the middle. So he has to go back and really figure out, what type of pitcher am I? Am I a fastball guy, or am I a slider guy, that, and am I going to use my fastball once in a while?
So if I look at my Twitter account right now, and I start reading you tweets, very worried about the Cubs, this team stinks, this team's awful, I mean, I can go on and on and on, and it's 13 games in with 149 to play. You had to grind 13 seasons in the big leagues. Would you be panicking at all in the clubhouse, or, dude, just relax?
See, I've never played on a team that really had a shot to make it to the postseason, so it's a lot different when there's expectations are there.
This team has expectations.
Big time expectations. This is almost a World Series or bust type of year for them. But it's only 13 games. As a hitter, you're like, all right, these are 30 at-bats. All right, I'm going to shake off these 30 at-bats. And if I go 15 for my next 30, I'm right at 300. So it's a mindset for players. You don't like seeing the numbers on the boards for pretty much everyone other than the relief pitchers. Everyone doesn't really have a good number on the board. So you're like, collectively as a team, you kind of have to just put it on each and every guy to, hey, let's start cleaning it up. Let's start focusing more. We should be able, as a team, be able to go out and beat the Atlanta Braves. Go out and beat the Pittsburgh Pirates. But these other teams are coming into Wrigley Field and putting good at-bats together. They're pitching. They're starting pitchers are dominating the Cubs lineup. So there's trends right now that you're a little worried, but at the end of the day, it's still only 13 games into the season.
All right. Yesterday on Thursday, Javi Baez was informed after the Cubs 6-1 loss to the Pirates that Pirates manager Clint Hurdle was critical of how he and Wilson Contreras play and very critical of Javi for a bat flip after he popped up hitting two home runs for the second straight day. Joe Maddon, none too pleased, said, I've always had a good relationship with the manager of the Pirates, Clint Hurdle, but he took him to task. Mm. What's your take on the bat flip on the pop-up?
You know, I feel that it's frustration from Javi. He missed a good pitch to hit, and if he flipped the bat towards his own, like the Cubs dugout, it would be a different story. But he flipped it towards a pitcher Pirates dugout, and all the guys are staring at Javi because who doesn't watch Javi when he's up? You know, he's a guy's electric player. And it stood out to everyone. And at that point, I feel like the Cubs players did it the right way. They got on Javi. That's how it should happen. It should have ended right there. You know, but the Clint Hurdle had to go and yap a little bit just because it could be he's frustrated at him. He's annoyed at that situation. They were losing big. and, all right, get over. You hit four home runs in 2 days. Or he could be trying to start, like I talked about earlier, he could be starting to try to get the Pittsburgh Pirates in the mix. You know, the Brewers, the Cubs, and the Cardinals were coming into the season, the teams to beat in the Central. But now that the way the Pirates are playing, maybe Clint Hurdle's trying to be like, hey, we're a part of this. We're going to be battling with all these other teams to the end of the season.
Yeah, Javi, after the game on Thursday, said, if you don't like how I play, then stay out of my business. But I play hard. I respect 90. I don't ever dog it on the field. And that he had already apologized for flipping the bat in the Pirates' direction because he was upset with himself, and that Clint Hurdle didn't need to go the extra mile.
You just don't have to, because we were talking about it earlier. They have problems on their own team. You know, there's guys, them hot-headed guys. And
Sean Rodriguez being one.
Right. That's my guy. You know, I was one of my teammates, so I understand where he has to deal with him. You have Polanco. You have Marte. These guys, you know, he has enough to worry about with the Pittsburgh Pirates to then go and talk about the Cubs, where – as you watch Javi play, this guy, he has that flair, and people either like it or don't like that flair, but you can't question what he brings to the field each and every day. He brings excitement, he brings passion, and you don't want, as a team, as his teammates and Joe Maddon, you don't want to quench that at all. That's why Joe Maddon is one of the best in the game, because he stands behind his guys. Even in tough situations, he's going to be behind the player, pumping up the player, and that's why guys love playing for him.
There's a chance that Saturday and Sunday's games are going to be dealing with inclement weather. Mm-hmm. Does that help the Cubs if there's some time off? Does it hurt the Cubs because you want to get back to work? You've lost three of the last four all at home.
Yeah, I think it helps them because it gives you a couple days to get Rizzo back to feeling healthier. He's a big part of this team, and you see it right now that once you get – if you get Chris Bryant out, it's not the same there with Wilson Contreras behind him. He's not Wilson Contreras of when he was hot. When he was going hot, he was hitting the ball out of park. Right now, he's getting his line drives, he's hitting the gaps, but he's not the power threat that Anthony Rizzo is. And Rizzo is a type of guy that, as you saw, a first baseman, Chris Bryant today trying to play first base, it's not that easy.
Boy, do you appreciate what Anthony Rizzo does.
That glove's platinum glove.
Oh, my goodness, because he'll scoop those out of the dirt almost every time.
Exactly.
And we showed the video on our postgame show of the one where Chris is turning his head, like closing his eyes, like, can I get it? Rizzo looks it right in the glove.
Exactly.
He's never done it, Bryant, or very sparingly.
Exactly. So you're not going to be like, all right, he's not going to be Anthony Rizzo. But having these 2 days off, if it rains, it's going to be help the Cubs, because that's 2 days more of Rizzo getting back into that lineup.
Bingo. All right. So the Cubs go back to work on Saturday and Sunday against the Braves, and the Cardinals roll into town. We'll see if they can get this thing turned around. They're not playing good, clean baseball right now, and their approach to the plate hasn't been good either. For David DeJesus, I'm David Kaplan. Everything brought to you by our great corporate partners at Wintrust, home of Cubs checking. See ya. Keep your money local. Bring it home to a Wintrust Community Bank, home of Cubs checking, with free ATMs nationwide. Find out more at Wintrust.com/Cubs. Member FDIC.